Hello and welcome to episode 65 of the AA Meeting. I am your host, Jamie Briggs, and we're here to talk about everything gaming. This is the Analog Addictions weekly podcast. We've had 2 weeks off. It's been a hectic time just for E3. A lot of reviews in my way at the moment, so I've been busy doing all that. We'll talk about what I've been playing in just a second. But yeah, we've got, you know, E3 next week. It's going to be a very hectic week. Not guaranteed if there's going to be a show next week, just simply the time or the resources to be able to do it. But hopefully the week after, I could hopefully try and organize a bigger podcast. We'll get a few of the editors in. We can talk about everything and the fallout of E3. But first, let's talk about what I've been playing. Main thing that I've been playing over the last week has been Watch Dogs. My review went up. I gave it an 8.2. And I first want to acknowledge there is a lot of flack on the internet about Watch Dogs, and I mean a lot, like, hatred for the game. And don't get me wrong, I was one of the biggest, probably one of the most excited people for this game. And honestly, was my standards that I set, you know, did they end up being reached? Was I disappointed? I probably would say yes, but was I disappointed with what I got? I'd say no. For the high standards that I set, it didn't reach that. Like, it definitely isn't a groundbreaking experience. It's not something that's going to be remembered for years and years to come. But it's something more like Assassin's Creed 1. Like, Assassin's Creed 1 isn't an amazing game, but I love it. I love Assassin's Creed 1. It set the track for the world, the universe, and it really did, you know, make a mark on me personally. I love that game, and I feel like that's what's happened with Watch Dogs here. Now, we saw what they could do with Assassin's Creed 2. Everything was refined, everything got better. We got better characters and everything like that. Who knows what's going to happen in Watch Dogs 2, which is ultimately going to happen, seeing as one of the stories is that it's already sold 4 million copies in 1 week, and let's be honest, it's not even on Wii U yet, even though that's probably not going to be where a majority of the sales come from, but it's going to keep raising that bar of how many copies are sold. And basically, yeah, there's problems in Watch Dogs, like you can't shoot while you drive, which is a big problem, but I can understand why they didn't allow you to do that. They want you to rely on the hacking, and let's be honest, you know, Aiden Pierce doesn't have enough hands to be able to do that. He can't drive, he can't hack, he can't shoot all at once, so I can understand that. And I think a lot of people would choose shooting over the hacking, so it kind of defeats Ubisoft's vision. But, you know, I do sort of see the other point in it, where, you know, you could have technically allowed it to happen, because it's not like we have to be 100% realistic in this day and age when it comes to gaming. You know, fun comes first. As much as you want to have realism, you know, as I state in the review, Aiden Pierce has like 20 guns on him at all times and you can't see them, so, you know, there's other contradictions they've allowed to make a funner experience. But, you know, I can understand why that was chosen. The other main issue I had was the instant fails. It's very archaic to have these stealth sections that are instant fail. And, you know, we've seen other games, Splinter Cell Blacklist, that's from Ubisoft. We've seen Hitman Absolution. They allow you to sort of cope with your mistakes and be able to work your way around it to try and save it. You know, and I think that is the way games should be going. You know, it feels very archaic to be able to just, oh, spotted, you know, restart. It's like, that wouldn't happen. And it sort of, once again, contradicts the, if you want to be realistic, why don't you allow us to cope with our mistakes, which is what happens in the real world, that if you got spotted, you don't just go back and, you know, let's go again. That's not what happened. But aside from, like, there is problems there. I loved Aiden Pierce as a character. You know, I've seen a lot of people say, you know, he's a bit of an arsehole and everything, and he kind of is, but, you know, I'm not going to go into story spoilers, but I can definitely relate to why he is, and I think that sort of firm, brutal grasp on reality that he has makes sense for the character himself. He doesn't have anyone. He doesn't have anything. The main people he cares about have been greatly hurt because of not only himself, but the people that he was working with, so I can see that. There's some great side characters as well. Geordie Chin was awesome. I really like a few of the other ones too, but I don't want to go into any spoilers or anything. And, you know, aside from that, the hacking is fun. The gameplay, you know, I always think gameplay is king, and though there is a few issues, that there's a lot of fun here. And, you know, going around collecting everything, hacking in with the privacy intrusions, there's a lot of fun. And the multiplayer itself is quite intense. It's very unique. It's very cat and mouse, one-on-one, just who is the better player. And, you know, I like that. I really do like that aspect of it. Like I said, I stick by my review. I really do think I nailed the score, and I really do think that this is a game worth, you know, checking out. And by the looks of it, a lot of you have, seeing as the highest sales of a new IP ever. So, honestly, you know, let me know what you think of the game. You can always contact us at analogaddiction@hotmail.com. But yes, I stick by 8.2. I think it's a good game. I think check it out, and I think there's a good chance that they're going to improve it in the future. The other review that I only posted just yesterday was a game developed by Traptix Games, called Game of Legions. It's a mobile title, and basically, you know, it's a match 3 genre title, but you take control of this legion of units. You know, there's some challenge later on in the game. You have to try and utilize your healing abilities, your mage abilities, your attack abilities, all to try and take down your opposing commander. And it's sort of very Yu-Gi-Oh-esque in a way. If the units are in the way, you can't attack the commander himself. You have to take out the monsters, take out the units, then you can attack the commander, unless you use certain attack types, then you can attack directly. There's some good fun to be had. There was a glitch I experienced. Apparently that's been patched now. I had Traptix talk to me. That's all fixed. So that problem is fixed. Sadly, I didn't experience it with that problem erased. So I'm going to stick by my review score. I'm not editing that. That's what I played. But yeah, it's not bad. It's free to play. You can always try it out. I kind of finished it within one night, if that. But, you know, there's not really much other reasons to keep playing it, unless you want to go for achievements, but that's all up to you. I gave that a 6.8. I stick by that, too. You know, it's good. There is fun to be had, and for a free-to-play game, you might as well just try it out. The other game I have been playing a ton of, and I'm in the process of playing at the moment, Murdered Soul Suspect. Now, this is another game where I'm going to wait until I finish it to really sink my teeth into what I think of it. There's some cool stuff. It's doing some really interesting, cool concept sort of things with ghosts and everything like that, and I'm enjoying that aspect of it. There's a lot of just sort of inconsistencies in the world itself, the universe that they're building, but there's also just sort of problems with the world itself. Like, it feels very empty, it feels very dead, it feels very directed. But then also, when you're in enclosed areas, you also feel you can get very lost very quickly, and I do think that's sort of a problem that you actually are facing. But yeah, I'm gonna wait a little bit more, because there's still a couple of hours of the story. Apparently it's not that long, and I've put maybe about 4 or 5 hours into it, so I wouldn't be surprised if I'm closing in on the ending of it. But yeah, I hope to have my review out tomorrow, but it really depends on how busy I am. Otherwise, I'll try and get it up over the weekend. But yeah, stay tuned to Analog Addiction for that when it goes up. Whew, a lot of games I've been playing. Let's hop into the news. As I already stated, Watch Dogs sold over 4 million copies, and now the second news story is Batman Arkham Knight, which has now been delayed to 2015. We didn't really get told why this is happening, it just sort of happened. A little bit disappointing, because some of the games I'm actually looking forward to, this probably was one of the highest ones, but I'm still a little bit iffy on the actual Batmobile itself. I know a lot of previews went up of people playing with the Batmobile, and they said it was fun, and, you know, I really hope it is, but I don't know. I'm still just a little bit iffy on it, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. We had 3 big announcements this week. We had Homefront The Revolution coming out by Crytek. Now, the Homefront franchise, I played the first one. I really love the concept. Really didn't like the execution, and I'm not that excited for the next one. Now, Forza Horizon 2 got announced, and, you know, again, I'm not a big Forza fan. I don't know much about that, but I know it's coming to Xbox One and Xbox 360. But yeah, if you're a Forza fan, you're going to get a lot more Forza this year. And the third game I can talk about a little bit is Mortal Kombat X, which was announced, surprisingly, all three games, all in franchises that have already been established. Well, aside from Homefront, really. But, yeah, Mortal Kombat X, Ed Boon has been teasing this for a long time. I reported on a couple of teasers he was doing. It was obvious this was coming. Great to finally have it, you know, announced. I'm looking forward to next week, get to see some more of it. I'm a big fan of Mortal Kombat, love the last game. I went back to my PS2 collection, bought all the old Mortal Kombats. Really looking forward to see what this is all about. And the first announcement trailer we got alongside it looked pretty cool. But yeah, I'm looking for more solid information, more actual gameplay, and then I'll make a decision how excited I really am. Now, in an interview with Game Informer, Naughty Dog has finally confirmed that there is a second game in the works at the studio, so it's meant to be on the same sort of level as... So, that's cool. More Naughty Dog is never a bad thing, so that's coming out. We don't know anything about it. We don't know what it is. We don't know when it's coming out, but we would suspect Naughty Dog will be at E3 next week. So, I think we might as well just have to sit around and wait on that one, but that's cool to know. I love this studio, and they are some of the best around. Now, next, this was information that only just came out, and basically Danganronpa 2 Goodbye Despair has been confirmed to release in both North America and Europe on September 2 and September 5 respectively. It will release on PlayStation Vita. Now, I absolutely loved the first game. I played it early this year, had a great time with it. I'm quite looking forward to this. So if you're a Danganronpa fan, you want something to play on your Vita, go check out the first one. It's around, I would suspect it's not that expensive at the moment, so maybe you can just go and enjoy that. It's a really meaty game, but really awesome. Like I said, there wasn't too many huge stories this week. It's going to all come out next week. It's going to be a brutal time for us. I've got an all-nighter planned. Because I won't lie, I'm in Australia. The streams are happening at 2 a.m. in the morning, so I'm going to be all rugged up, going to be at the computer, going to be trying to give you the best information quickest way possible. So stay tuned. We're going to be really tackling this very hard. And if you're listening to this, if you're looking to possibly write for Analog Addiction, after E3 we'll be looking for new editors. So if any of you guys are actually, you know, wanting to hop in and help us out, you know, write for a bit and everything, let us know. Like I said, analogaddiction@hotmail.com. You can always contact us there with questions or anything like that, alongside applications. So go do that. As for what's upcoming, aside from all the E3 content, myself, I have a WildStar review code. I have not had time to hop in. Going to be hopping in after E3. Ryan, our PC editor, also will be joining me, and we'll hopefully be talking about WildStar, what we think of it. And you can look out for ongoing impressions. Anyone that was with Analog Addiction last year and saw my Defiance review, it's going to be something along those lines. I'm going to be giving you your ongoing impressions along the way. It's going to be a big weeks of me playing this game, so I'm going to be getting into the nitty gritty of everything there. Now, as for what else is coming up, we've also got a Wolfenstein review up. We've got a Dragon Guard 3 review coming up, and a lot more content very soon. So I'm excited for E3. Let me know what you guys think. Always, you can follow Analog Addiction at Analog Addiction on Twitter. Go to our Facebook fan page. Go to the group. Go to the YouTube. Subscribe. Check us all out. I have almost the entirety of Watch Dogs on our YouTube. All the gameplay. Love the PS4 recording features. That's all up if you want to go check all that out. So, once again, thank you very much for joining me, and I'd love to have your appearance on the next episode of the AA Meeting, where we will dive into E3 headfirst and give you everything you need to know.